A4A to the Obama administration. No new taxes. Lawmakers question NASA's Space Act agreements. And eBay's 2013 closes strong. This is Aero News for Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Airline Industry Trade Organization, Airlines for America, A4A, says that a proposal by the Obama administration to hike taxes on airline travel by $14 will be detrimental to the economy, with the greatest impact on the middle class. The administration says it has proposed the tax hike in an effort to reduce the deficit and help pay for airport improvements, along with allowing for the hiring of thousands of new customs and immigration officers. But A4A President and CEO Nicholas Calio says that the proposed taxes will only drive up the cost of flying or have the effect of limiting air service to smaller communities across the country. Calio said, quote, "Our fragile economy and the millions of middle-class Americans who rely on air travel and shipping every day simply cannot afford tax increases," end quote. That according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. U.S. Bureau of Transportation Statistics data indicates that airfares rose an average of 3% from 2011 to 2012, with the average ticket price climbing from $364 to $375. But the airline industry says that while fare increases translate to things like better service for passengers and newer airplanes, tax increases do nothing for their customers. A4A spokeswoman Katie Cornell told the paper that the profit margin for most airlines is about 37 cents per passenger. Some Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are looking closely at NASA contracts that are designed to bolster the agency's commercial crew and commercial cargo programs, saying they could compromise safety and security. Questions are also being raised about the amount of tax money being spent on those programs. NASA Inspector General Paul Martin has started an audit of the 1,500 agreements NASA has reached with partners both domestic and international, according to a report in Florida Today. The Obama administration has allocated some $1.5 billion for Space Act agreements, but some lawmakers are questioning the use of taxpayer funds to fulfill them. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden defends the practice, saying the Space Act agreements enables the agency to, quote, "do much more than any other agency in the government can do for the budget that we have," end quote. Congress has provided only about half the funds requested this year for Space Act agreements, seen by some as a threat to funding for the development of the heavy lift SLS program intended for deep space missions. Virginia Republican Congressman Frank Wolf, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, said in a recent letter to Bolden that he is concerned that NASA may be sharing sensitive information with foreign governments that, quote, "may not share our national interest in space," end quote. The results of the Inspector General's audit are not expected before next year. The European Business Aviation Association, EBAA, and the National Business Aviation Association, the NBAA, have classified the 2013 European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, EBACE, as a real success. As EBACE 2013 concluded, organizers reported that 12,353 delegates attended the event, a figure on par with attendance figures for recent years. EBACE attendees had an opportunity to visit 460 exhibitors, a count comparable to that of 2012 and the third highest number in the event's 13-year history. The EBACE 2013 static display of aircraft, which showcased 52 aircraft, had more square footage than ever and was sold out with a waiting list. As always, the show also was viewed by exhibitors as a premier newsmaking venue. About 30 press conferences were held during the show's 3 days, and more than 400 reporters from news organizations around the world were registered to attend and cover the news exhibitors made at EBACE 2013. EBAA CEO Fabio Gamba said, quote, "What I saw at EBACE 2013 was an industry that is not only addressing the economic situation in this region, but one that is taking the necessary steps to ensure that business aviation remains essential in Europe," end quote. As evidenced at EBACE, major trade shows are often the setting for big announcements by aircraft manufacturers, and it's likely that there will be several at the Paris Air Show come July. Among them could be one coming from Boeing, which industry insiders say may unveil plans for the 787-10X airliner at the show at Le Bourget Airport this summer. The Capital Air Insider blog of the Wichita Eagle reports that the company, having resolved the Dreamliner's battery issues, could be ready to roll out plans for the larger variant of the Dreamliner that it hopes will offer strong competition to the Airbus A330-300. The information comes from a report from Cowan & Company aerospace analyst Cal von Rumohr. But another anticipated announcement will probably not be made at the show. While Boeing appears to be making progress on its 777X program, von Rumohr said that the company is still making the business case for that airplane with its likely launch customers in the Middle East. So, he says, it is more likely that Boeing will make a splash with the 777X at the Dubai Air Show in November. The F-35 Integrated Test Force is wrapping up a series of night flights which are testing the aircraft's capability when flying in instrument meteorological conditions. It is a necessary step in delivering a core competency to the warfighter, the ability to fly the jet safely when there are no external visibility references for the pilot. The ITF, which has led on all F-35 mission systems testing, is responsible for 5 night flights, with Naval Air Station Patuxent River, Maryland conducting the 6th. When the ITF completes the night flights, a variety of capabilities will have been tested, including ground operations and the pilot's ability to maneuver the aircraft without becoming disoriented. The test team will also evaluate the navigation systems, data from the instrument landing system, and how well the radios work. As the ITF successfully wraps up the night flights, the team's input will ultimately result in a safer, more capable weapon system. When Aero News continues, Oregon's seaplane owners are not happy. A GA jobs rally is set for Wisconsin, and you say Dakar, I say Dakar.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, May 29th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In an opinion column appearing in the Oregonian newspaper, the president of the Columbia Seaplane Pilots Association takes issue with the recently passed legislation that bans seaplane operations from Waldo Lake, Oregon's second deepest lake. In the column, Aaron Fogre writes that the legislation is an example of intolerance on the part of environmental groups such as Oregon Wild and the Sierra Club. He points out that in Alaska and Canada, seaplanes are, quote, recognized as the most environmentally preferred method of accessing remote, pristine lakes, end quote, and that there has never been a recorded incident of a seaplane destroying a pristine remote lake anywhere in the world. In the comments, however, there was not a lot of sympathy for the Seaplane Association's position. At least one person writes that Fogre sounds like, quote, another whiny rich guy who's used to getting his way all the time, end quote. Another referred to the Seaplane Association as a, quote, small elite group, end quote. And several said Mr. Fogre was welcome to access the lake by car, just not in his airplane. Gamma, in partnership with the Gulfstream Aerospace Corporation, will hold a rally celebrating general aviation's contributions to the economy on Thursday, May 30th. Governor Scott Walker and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson will be among the featured speakers. Gulfstream's aerospace facility in Appleton, Wisconsin, will host the rally at the company's East Hangar. A crowd of 400 employees, general aviation enthusiasts, and local community and business leaders is expected. The GA industry contributes more than $150 billion to the U.S. economy annually and supports 1.2 million jobs nationwide. General aviation is one of the few remaining domestic manufacturing industries that provides a positive trade surplus for the United States. In Wisconsin, general aviation contributes more than $3.5 billion to that state's economy, and Gamma manufacturers alone employ more than 1,100 Wisconsinites. General Aviation helps thousands of businesses of all sizes become more productive and efficient and provides local communities with much-needed tax revenue and jobs. A Los Angeles couple who thought they were on their way to an exotic African vacation found themselves 7,000 miles from their intended destination after Turkish Airlines mixed up their bookings and placed them on the wrong airplane. Triet Vo and his wife Sandy Valdivieso had intended to fly from L.A. to Dakar in Africa. Instead, they wound up on a flight to Dhaka in Bangladesh. The airline representative had simply entered DAC on the luggage tags rather than DKR in the computer system. The couple made it as far as Istanbul, where they boarded a flight they thought would take them to Dakar. When the flight attendant said the plane was going to Dhaka, they assumed it was Dakar, pronounced with a Turkish accent. The couple told the Los Angeles Times, anyway. They didn't realize their mistake until they saw that they were over the Middle East on a route map displayed on the airplane. Well, it took a while, but the couple convinced the airline that they had actually requested a flight to Africa rather than Bangladesh. They were eventually flown to their intended destination and at the airline's expense. If you ask me, it all sounds like the makings of a Bob Hope and Bing Crosby road trip movie. If it's Tuesday, this must be Dakar. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.